ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, here we are. We are 7:50 in the Magic Valley, and it's time to do some chamber chat. And I got so many buttons to push. Okay, there we're done. All right, we are now live on Facebook. So if you want to join in with the conversation, you're certainly able to, and just send us a comment. Like I said, we are live, and I am talking right now with Cheryl. Jerome Chamber of Commerce. Oh, I put my notes up here. Jerome Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, you know, Paul, if anybody, you know, of us listened to that and said that the biggest task you have is too many buttons to push. There's other people out there with bigger challenges.
I know, there are. So, you know, it's just, but I do what I do. So we are going to ignite the leader in me, huh? Am I going to be a leader now?
Absolutely.
All right, then.
Yeah, we've got, this is a six-week training session that we did in the fall that we're reoffering.
Okay.
We are doing it virtual this time. They are hour-long sessions, so okay. They don't take a lot of time, and it is only 6 weeks. And they're really emphasizing the soft skills. And, of course, being a leader, as we've talked about in the past, is it starts with you. It starts with learning how to lead yourself. You're always teasing me about how you're not organized, right? So it starts with learning some leadership skills there. So just to give a rundown, week one, we debunk the leadership myths.
Okay.
Yep. And we talk about your circle of influence and the elements of leadership.
Okay.
Week two, we talk about defining your values, credibility, and discovering and developing mentors.
Okay.
Now, does this sound familiar? We've talked about all this stuff
before. We've talked about this before. Yeah. You've tried to get me on task, and it's been a lot of work. But I thank you for doing it.
Well, you know, we'll keep trying. It's an uphill battle, but we'll keep trying. Week three is accountability and how to build it in yourself and in your team.
Right.
Week four will be how to act with intent and to develop your vision. Because we've talked about that before. If you don't have a vision and a goal that you're striving for, you just kind of spin your wheels and staying put, right?
Right.
Week five is shifting your focus from self to serving others and how to define and improve your work culture as well as growing your confidence. And then week six really focuses on consistency and time management. I have a quote from a participant from the fall session, and I'm going to read it verbatim. It says, quote, "Over my career, I participated in many leadership trainings and seminars, most of which I have received valuable information from. But then there are those handful that are comprised of truly life-changing knowledge, such as this one. I highly recommend anyone to attend this class. You and your team will benefit from it greatly." And that is from a participant from ICCU.
ICCU, the bank. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, and where? How do they get involved in this?
So they can go onto the visitjeromeidaho.com website and click on events, and then you just scroll down until you see the Ignite the Leader in You. I think it's on March 25th is what the date on the calendar says.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, business of the week. We need to tell everybody about this.
Oh, yes. We want to congratulate Embrace Life Recovery Center.
Okay.
You know who they are and what they do, right?
Right. They're out by the freeway.
Well, actually, there's two locations.
Oh, okay. So out there and...
They have the one out by, at Crossroads, and then they have one in Jerome on First Avenue. It's right... It's
okay.
It's actually on just off of North Lincoln.
Okay.
You can see their office from my office.
Okay. All right. So over there by the library then?
On the other side.
On the other side.
On the
west
side. But yeah, over there. And, you know, they brought some great resources to the community that we didn't have before. So huge shout out to them. If you've seen their picture on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or Instagram, make sure that you like and comment and share and just give a shout out to them and all the great things they're doing.
Okay. We want to remind everybody Business and Safety Fest or Safety in Business, whichever you want to look at that. Whichever way you want to say it, she has it, Safety in Business, so I better do that. That's coming up March 9th.
Uh-huh, and once again, there's information on that on
the
website.
Deal. Okay, and then the Chamber Lunch is March 10th.
Yeah, let me tell you what the Chamber Lunch is about, for those who don't know, is we're going to have a presentation by Air St. Luke's.
Okay.
And they're going to talk about what their service is, what they do, and the inexpensive individual family and business memberships that will save you a whole lot of money if you end up needing to be air transported.
And that is March 10th. I don't know. I don't have a March calendar in front of that. Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday. Wednesday, and you can register once again on the website.
Okay. And if people want to know how much that is, You know?
I think it's $15 for lunch, and Renew is catering for us.
Okay.
And it's actually going to be, we're going to be at the Embrace Life Recovery Conference Room.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very good. All right. Well, let's remind everybody that you have a location to get all of the information we just talked about. Where is it?
Well, they can call me at 208-324-2711. They can check out the website at visitjeromeidaho.com. And then, of course, I am actually located in the CSI Jerome Center building on the corner of Main and South Lincoln.
All right. Well, Cecil Hinton says top of the morning to us. So thank
top
you so much.
Top of the morning, Cecil.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Talk to you later.
Like.